Good afternoon. This is Yonea from JPRS. I'd like to explain our experiences about the AnyTrust DNS node deployment in the overseas. So from the our experiences, I'd like to discuss about the something to have a DNS in abroad and how to operate it and other criteria to select a node location or lines. So this is a background for the IP AnyTrust service in the world. So the IP AnyTrust service, IP AnyTrust DNS is widely deployed in the root servers, and nowadays TLD servers also hiring the IP AnyTrust DNS service. And some of TLD servers are using existing AnyTrust service such as ISC and packet clearing house, virtual DNS, etc. So the most of 50s are using those services. And some of TLDs are using their own AnyTrust service. And GP is also trying to deploy our own AnyTrust service. And this is the motivation for the IP AnyTrust for the DNS. So I think most of you know the benefit of the IP AnyTrust, so that I will skip this page. And this is the principle to deploy IP AnyTrust DNS. So the using IP AnyTrust DNS is a technique, should be a technique to increase reliability of the DNS service. And to realize the reliability, the operation have to be a single contact and the consistent operated by the consistent policy. And without this principle, then the DNS behavior will be differ from the each AnyTrust node. And to realize DNS AnyTrust service should use well-known and mature techniques. And to know what is the common and well-known services is to have a common guideline, such as RFC 3258 or AnyTrust. This is still internet draft, but written by Joe Abley, and RFC 2182 and RFC 2870, those are the root server and the secondary server requirements. So this kind of BCP or informational document for the AnyTrust operation is required. So that this our intention is to have common IP AnyTrust guideline for TLD DNS servers. And my colleagues wrote an internet draft named Draft Morishita DNS of AnyTrust node requirements. And this document is based on our experiences and still work in progress. And the reason why we select TLDs is the TLD features, TLD the DNS features are very different from the features of root servers. That is, TLD has larger zone size, and TLD has higher zone update frequency, so that the operation of the TLD server and the root server is very different. And this, in this slide, I will explain about the targets and main focuses of our document. The targets targets are BGP AnyTrust. We are focusing on BGP AnyTrust, so that the placing AnyTrust nodes very widely, and all of those nodes are global nodes. Global node means that every AnyTrust node accept queries from the outside. And main focus is selection of the ISPs and selection of the IP AnyTrust node location. Node location means the physical place. such as data center. And third point is evaluation of proper cost. Because of the DNS, operating DNS costs higher because of the leased line and the data center, high secure data center, so that we are going to know which, how we estimate the proper cost. And evaluation of proper measurement and monitoring methods. Without this, then we cannot know the proper cost or proper operation. And about the selection of the ISP, the requirement of us is to have geographical and the network topological diversity. And to realize these requirements, we are going. We had several points to evaluate. That's those are reliability of the ISP backbone network, and connectivity of ISP to outside area, and ISP's peering status, and connectivity for DNS service. For the Anycast, the transit service is mandatory because of it uses provider independent address and its own AS number. And connectivity for administration, that means back door for the maintenance and connectivity for IPv6. And this is the point and requirements and points for the selection of IP Anycast node location. Our requirement is to conform to requirements of RFC 2182 and 2817. And our evaluation points are the security level of the data center and the redundancy of electric power supply for the facility and the tolerance against disasters. This means especially in Japan, there are lots of nature disasters, such as earthquakes or typhoon attacks, and diversity of locations. This means there are very few data center, data center providers. There are, for example, in Japan, very few carriers provide the data center, so that the many services are in one or same data center, so that we are considering the diversity of the location itself. And about the evaluation of proper cost, to build a new Anycast site, there are two kinds of costs. One is initial or construction cost, and other is running or maintenance cost. And for those costs, including equipment such as routers, switches, servers, and so on, and facilities, that is data center or connectivity, and so on. And lastly, human resources. This is for the daily operation and emergency troubleshooting, and so on. And this human resources is very serious for the remote maintenance. And fourth is evaluation of proper measurement and monitoring method. So we are thinking that ICANN CNNP test is one of useful guidelines for the evaluating IP Anycast node. And this means a continuous measurement for the routing stability, reachability, and round trip time. But Anycast site is deployed widely, and selection of Anycast depends on the routing, so that the measurement have to be a multiple point to show to see the every Anycast site. But it is very hard to make a lot of measurement point in worldwide, so that we are thinking LIPE DNS MOM is one of the possible solutions for the measurement. But we have to think about another measurement method. And from now, I will explain about our finding through overseas site. So we constructed overseas site in New York, and from our experiences, we found several things. The one is learning cost is dominant for that day. Mostly, the learning cost is depends on facilities, including data center and lease line. And also, human resources and traveling expense for the emergency troubleshooting and recovery is very important to getting a budget. So this is unpredictable, so that the emergency, to prepare for the emergency is unpredictable budget. And we found difference of business practices. This is based on different commercial law in each country. So in Japan, data center does not require insurance for the customer. But in the United States, we were requested to have insurance for the data for our equipment. But in the United States, the insurance company does not get cannot have contract with a foreign customer, so that it was very hard to have a contract with the insurance company. At last, in United States, we can have contract through the agency, but in France, we also have data center in France, but in France, we cannot have contract with the France insurance company. So that the this kind of non-technical barrier is a very difficult to overcome. That is our findings. And others to remind is we met overheat due to lack of placement. So this was we cannot find when we constructed the data center. But after 1 or 2 months we built the lack, then another facilities in front of our racks spew a lot of heated wind, so that the cooler or fan was landing, but it cannot cool the facilities of us. And to troubleshoot this kind of things, it was very important to communicate with remote hand, that is data center people. But for us, English is very difficult to communicate with, so that the communication with remote hand is one of the barrier for us, and especially time lag. And for the troubleshooting, we have to ship hardwares to abroad, but it is also the difficult thing because of the long lead time to pass the customs. And this is the future work and discussions. We are going to update our guideline to add other effective portion in it. For example, selection of node locations. So as you know, in some data centers, there are 2 or more root servers and TLD servers in the same place, in the same data center. Sometimes in the same floor, very near cage. So that from the point of CCTLD or single TLD, this it is a diversity. But from the point of end users, is this diversity or not is a problem. And second one is a selection of server hardware. For the large zone, it requires a very large machine or 64-bit CPU and large memory space. So that we are thinking about having a evaluation point for the server hardware and also server software. And selection of remote maintenance tool or hardware is also very important because of to reduce the travel expense for the remote maintenance. This kind of remote maintenance too is very important. And also, we have to do effective remote maintenance method. And to reduce the, what to know what is the abnormal, we have to do effective measurement. So I'd like to know or hear from you is there any missing point to evaluate or to deploy any CAS node, especially to overseas? And if you have experiences, please let me know a remarkable things, incident that you had. And I'd like to know how can TLDs or AST Internet registries cooperate on these topics. So there are several answers, I think. No need, because of you should buy existing service is one possible answer. Or, but this is a very important, if you think this is important, then information sharing between us, especially operational experiences, is very good things to cooperate. And if this kind of information sharing is to be ordinary in this area, or in, for example, in the APNIC meeting or in some sort of internet meetings, then should we have more concrete information about it? That is my question to you. Thank you. So is there any questions? Or if you have comments, please give me.
I would like to make a few comments. I think this document rings very true. As you know, APNIC has been involved in around 30, I believe, deployments in our region. Mm-hmm. And many of the observations you make about the downside risks of deployment, the planning costs, the real world costs, ring very true. It is extremely difficult when things go wrong. And like airline disasters, multiple things usually go wrong. And you confront language difficulties, staff change, spare parts availability. It is extremely hard. Something that I don't think your document covers, I did actually see a presentation of this document at IETF. I notice it's still an individual draft, and I think it should be adopted by a working group like DNSSOP. I would encourage you to pursue adoption. Something I haven't seen mentioned is that, and this was something we had very early on in a deployment, MPLS has a very flattening effect on apparent BGP cost, but RTT reflects real-world distance. Mm. So if by accident you attach to an MPLS cloud, which will make routers a very, very long way away, look in BGP terms local, you can have very bad asymmetry between RTT and the BGP-mediated Anycast node selection. And you will see degradation of service for some number of people. We had some limited experience with leakage into an MPLS cloud, mm-hmm. and it appeared to create a very large transnational bridge and stole traffic aggressively until DNSRTT selection swung away. So I think it may be useful to add observations about the flattening effect of layer 2 and virtual network technology. But the document, I believe, is a very good summary of issues and considerations.
Thank you.
Are there other comments?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.